This is Free Radio. I'm Naomi Kent, joined by the musical love of my life, Craig David.
Hey, Naomi, how are you?
I'm so good, thanks. I don't know if I'm going to be able to remain professional and cool about this.
Do you know what? Lose yourself. It's all good. Do you know what I mean? Just let the inner you out. I really do appreciate it because it's just amazing to think like how long it's sort of been. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. So how does it feel to be back now?
Do you know what? It feels like the first time around. And even though you never really go away anywhere, you just kind of, maybe the media, the light is not on you as much. So I've been writing songs in the meantime and doing stuff. But we just realised at a point in my life, what the most important things that you ask the questions, what are you doing this for? What makes you happy? Where are you going? And I realised the two things that I have always loved and nothing's changed is making music, going to the studio, creating something that never existed at the start of the day, and then having a song at the end of the day that could possibly affect millions of people's lives as well as my own, and then going on stage and performing. And to be able to do both of those things again with new music is just like overwhelming. It's sick.
Do you get nervous about it though?
I mean, there's an excitement that I have, which is different to sort of nerves, is that I love that kind of anticipation of you're about to release something that you've been sort of sitting on for a moment. But I think nerves of how well something does is something I've learned over the 15 years, that it's self-created, because you're kind of setting your stall out to think that you're only worthy on the basis of, does it hit a certain amount of records? Do you hit a certain chart position? And when you remove all the bricks from the suitcase and realize, actually, I only ever got into this to make music and love it and see people enjoying it, it's a win-win. You can't lose, you know?
Well, you've definitely, like, even in the gap, I've been so in love with you for all these years, musically, that is, to the point where when I sold my last car, my Craig David Born to Do It CD was in the CD player, but it had broken and it was trapped in there. And I was like, I can't trade my car in until you've got that out. So even though I've got it on my like iPhone, you know, you want to have that copy of it, and it's absolutely battered now because I had to get it out with a screwdriver.
You went your screwdriver. Vibe. Okay, you know what, you could have maybe like sold, like if you were doing an ad for your car, you could have like put it like, and it includes like the Born to Do It album,
you know,
like
what
2000. I never know, I might put like £5 back on it.
I could have got a better trading price for that, couldn't I? I did not think it through. So let's talk about the new single one more time, Absolutely Love, because it's got that proper old school garage vibe. How did it all kind of come together?
To be honest, I was writing like lots of different songs and different styles, but I mean, I knew that garage was something that I wanted to, if I was going to do it properly, there's probably like 10 garage tunes from back in the day. There wasn't like loads and loads. There was a lot of garage songs out, but there's only probably 10 that you'd sort of count and say those were huge garage records. That I was like, I want to come correct again, but I need to make sure that the one thing that garage music, which was so important, is the way that it drops. The bass line drop has to be so right that you get that feeling when it hits. So I was working with a guy called White Nerd, who produced the first song, When the Bassline Drops, with Big Nasty. And I was like, I wanted him to produce it. And we were just working painstakingly, not even painstakingly, it was just like vibes, just kept going till we got the right drop. And then I knew melodically I was going to take it there and do that simple kind of triplet kind of style that I always have with my melodies, and just have like a lyric that hopefully anyone could relate to and say, oh, maybe that was written about me. And then it all seemed to gel together so well that when I play it, it's like people building, they're like, okay, is it gonna go, give me the drop, and you get that bass line, you feel okay, we're good.
It is amazing. I absolutely love it. The words to it are quite, I'm getting romantic vibes.
You know what, there's sort of two sides to it, weirdly enough. Like on one side, it's that rekindling of a relationship that you know was like always was that was the right person, but for whatever reason didn't really work out, and then you want to sort of see if that's still there and you can make it happen again. But then it also kind of flips out the one more time as a metaphor for my relationship with music, and just me falling head over heels back in love with the one thing that's always had me from day one.
Okay, so if you had to make a choice between women and music, which would win?
Music, head over heels. Do you know what I mean? It's like, the thing is, you get the music right, this almost like cause and effect. Get that right and then all the rest sort of falls into place. But, you know, I know that, well, unfortunately for any gal out there, you'd have to recognise that you're always going to be second when it comes to music, because I know that that's something that I've been firmly married with from like day one.
Poor ladies.
Nah, that's all right. You still have 99% of my time. Just that 1%, you've got to recognise that it's going to be music driven. Hopefully you like the music. So if you're liking the music, it's a win. It's a dream team.
Oh,
if you're not
so
feeling
true.
That, you're going to be like, oh man, what's going on here?
Oh yeah, I didn't think of it like that. Nice, nice sales technique. So how is the Craig David love life at the minute?
You know, it's great. I'm single and I'm enjoying focusing fully on music. The great thing with like any sort of relationship is that you want to spend time and you want to kind of like grow with that person. For me, I needed to spend time and grow with my music. And I just felt like I have no time constraints. I have no curfews. I have no other kind of things that I'm thinking about. I'm just like, I want to make great songs and I want people to... When I see people Instagram like on the weekend showing them like videos of them turning up to my songs, it is the most amazing feeling.
Yeah.
And then also I'm seeing like 11, 12 year old kids tweeting saying they're on the way to school listening to Garage for the first time and saying, yeah, I heard this guy Craig David is sick of this Garage thing. And I'm like, that for me is like, wow, how have we got to this point where two generations are connecting together? It's so beautiful.
I love that as well, because it's like the kids are like, so when the track came out with Big Nasty, it's like all the like young'uns who weren't around for the old school are like, oh, this is a really like sick new vibe. And I'm like, no, you weren't around for the good old days, my friend.
So you're already doing that. That's exactly what I've been finding, like with, say, even mums and dads with their children, and they're having these sort of like these battles of who knows my music better than the other, because what, like the mums and dads would be like, yeah, but you don't know when he dropped Rewind with the Awful Dodger and trying to school the kids, and the kids are, yeah, but you don't know about the freestyle he did at the Brit Awards. It's crazy. It's just, I love it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Now, I've got to be honest, right? I thought there was going to be a celebrity romance situation for you, and it hasn't panned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl.
Oh, you just thought in gym. Oh, Cheryl. Yeah, she found the right guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? It could have been you, Craig. I watched X Factor and her face, like you could tell that she was definitely like a big fan from back in the day. Her face when you came on and it was just like, I was like, oh, there could be a little romance on the cards.
It's them classic coulda, woulda, shouldas. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, her and Liam, that nice vibe together. And I'm happy for them. And I think now is the time, which would be wicked, is to get the right record over to Cheryl. Do you know what I mean? There's a couple of ideas that I have, because I know she's writing for and recording for a new album. So
yeah.
I'm just like, if she, depending on what kind of vision she has for a record, but if she's looking for the Garage banger for summer, come to Source, because we've got vibes for you.
I think she is going to be all over that. Now, you get a lot of flowers for a dude.
To be honest, you like to sort of think like they're getting like showered, like, oh yeah, flowers for you, flowers being sent. It's me saying to my lovely personal assistant who I've had for like 10 years, can we put some nice new flowers up in the hotel, just keep it fresh? Because I like to kind of keep it, you know what I mean? Like if I can have one thing that's a bit of a perk, some fresh flowers in the room.
Is this your Mariah thing? Because I noticed, so you often will post the pictures on Instagram, and there was one where it was like all white with one blue rose in there. And then the next batch was all blue with one white. And I was like, is this him doing a Mariah where he's like, I want this many roses, but there must be exactly this amount of one color and then one of the other.
If only. To be honest, I could have definitely have made up, because I'm very good when it comes to lyrics, like make up a little story and like roll with that. But nah, it's just, I think she's just trying to be like a little bit creative, and then she'll get a compliment from me saying, oh wow, you put that one blue rose and look how like you're showing your interior designer skills. I see.
So it was your birthday recently. How was that?
Incredible as well. I mean, 35 years old and feel like I'm 15 years old. It's a crazy feeling when you hit, well, for me, age is nothing but a number, but I just feel like I've got the youth and energy like I did when I first started off. But at the same time, I'm in a place where I just cut to the chase and I cut out anything that I feel that doesn't work for me. But no, birthday vibe, wicked. It's like I'm back in the UK. I've been here for like about a year and a half now. Spent my birthday with my family. My mum came up and my mum and dad and everyone, we had like a really nice meal and it was really cool. And just back into like the festivals and every day I wake up feels like my birthday, do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's nice. Now, I noticed on your list of tour dates that you're playing Loughborough Student Union.
Yes.
Which is kind of near to where my parents live. So here's what I'm thinking, right? Am I too old to go to the Student Union? Because I'm 32.
Do you feel 32? Or
are you kidding me? I feel like 17.
Okay, well, cool. Then you're allowed. That's how we're treating anything in life. Age is nothing but a number. You feel you want to rock up, and you'll put everyone to shame, because they'll be like, oh man, have you seen the way that she's rocking out Garage, skanking to that Garage, like she knows her tunes. Let them know, trust me, you'll enjoy.
That's amazing. Listen, it's been so lovely to speak to you.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for all the love. and I'll see you just letting yourself go on the dance floor.
I mean, I'm going off on that dance floor, Craig.
Oi!